Hello. usually I start with the piano, and it starts with a motif or a melody, or just the chord structure, but it's usually starting on the piano. Even though maybe later, when the song is finished, there's not even a piano in the song, but it's just how I like to see things with the piano in front of me. So as soon as I've got a motif or a basic idea, then I already take it into a studio and record the ideas so I can start working on the whole production. Because I think what is just as important as the melody and the chord progression is the sounds you're using. So I like to go and figure out if I'm going to use synthesizers, if I'm going to put emphasis on this. And I think that's really a part of the songwriting, not necessarily just a part of the post-production.
Thank you.
Well, I'm just really a big fan of trying to achieve big things with little effort. Or that's kind of a weird way to say that, though, because but I think to understate rather than overstate things, that if everything is very minimal, then the smallest changes, they matter so much more. So if you only got one note throughout the whole song, and then you all of a sudden play another note, then that's a huge change. But if you're playing a lot of notes throughout the song and then you play another note, then nothing happened. Nothing will happen. That's my main attraction to the minimalism. I don't want to make all of the time sad music. I try to sometimes make my songs more happy, but I find the minor key to be more interesting than the major key, because there's more more varieties of it. There's different kinds of minor keys, but there's really only one kind of major key. And in a minor key, you can actually add the major key to the minor key, which you can't add the minor key to the major key. That's weird. So you have much more options to do creative things. My string quartet is currently consisting of two girls who are just my friends. Three are from Iceland, one is from England, actually. And these are just people I've met through other bands or through other projects and kind of have just stolen them to come to my band. And I also have one guy, his name is Janus, and he plays electronics. So he's doing all the electronic glitches and the beats, and he's doing those live on the stage. I really love working with combining technology with more traditional things. And for example, the neon lights we have on the stage on the ground, they are, for example, controlled by MIDI from my computer, so they're exactly in time with the beats and everything. I do really like working with technology and trying to mixing the traditional with the new. So if we can somehow mix the really new technology or invent new technology and mix it with classical music or some other really big contrast, that's something that's really interesting that I want to experiment with. I live in Reykjavik now, but I grew up in a small town just outside of Reykjavik, just 15 minutes away. And Reykjavik is has a lot of very cool music. I'm not sure exactly why, but it might have something to do with that. Well, there's nothing else to do, so we just all make music, and there's such a close and small community that if I'm in a band, you know, and there's another band, we will always have a connection. Maybe we share a member, like the guy who is doing the electronics for me, he's in another band who I'm also writing strings for. It's a very close community, the music scene there. And I think that might be the reason for this Nordic sound that you talked about.
Thank you.
I always prefer to have a real piano, but it's not always possible when you're touring and you're going to all these different venues, and sometimes we play like this boat and they just don't have a real piano here. Because I don't want to play an upright piano, I really need to play a grand piano if I'm playing a real piano. Because I need to see everyone, I need to face my band, and with an upright piano there's just a wall in front of my face. So about the piano, I much prefer the real instrument, but that being said, I'm a very big fan of virtual instruments like synthesizers and all this kind of stuff, because I mean, you could just create sound from the very basic sound wave, and you get to start there and work with that and create whatever sound you want to create.
nem ismerik a veszélyt. Ne húzz velük újat! Sosem adják fel. Ha baj van, ők jönnek. Ismeretlen hősök. Különleges mentő alakulat. Minden hétköznap délután az M1-en.
Mindegyitől jelentést kérek.
Kedden a DTK Show-ban.
Szeretem, hogy szereti a nőket.
Jó csalna.
Jakub Csek Gabi és Csiszár Jenő. Rendkívüli karácsonyi beigliteszt Magter Zsófival és Hollósi Frigyessel.
Egész biztos viccelni tetszik.
És ismét egy világsztár, Andy Bell és az Erasure. DTK, D-Tól Krisztak Show. Kedden 21 órakor az M1-en.
Mondja meg a császárnak és annak, akinek még akarja, hogy sohasem fogom elfogadni a pápa ítéletét.
Ellenállás.
Ki ez a lány, ez a lotyú, a király ágyos?
Morejna.
Gyilkosság.
Felfogta, hogy mit várunk magától?
Igen, uram.
Ez a fáradozásáért jár.
Az oroszlán felismeri az erőjét. Senki sem tudja visszafogni.
Tudorok. A második évad első része. Kedden este az M1-en.
Egy diktatúra, ahol a kormány táborlapokból áll.
Egy kormány, amely nem akarja, hogy a világ tudja, mi történik az országban.
És egy ország, ahová újságírókat nem engednek be.
Eldugott vidékek, meggyilkolt szerzetesek, bebörtönzött politikusok és az exkluzív interjú, amit a BBC is átvett.
On the spot félelemről és bátorságról, Burmából.
On the spot. Szerdán este az M1-en.